Elizabeth Warren's DNA results disqualify her from Cherokee tribes. By John Binder on October 15, 2018. As Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, reveals her DNA test purporting to show she has anywhere between 0.1% to 1.56% Native American ancestry, the liberal lawmaker remains ineligible for Cherokee Nation citizenship. On Monday, Warren claims she is vindicated after she released the findings of a DNA test which claims she is at the most 1/64th Native American and at the least 1/1024. The DNA findings, regardless of their legitimacy, do not make her eligible for Cherokee Nation citizenship. Nor does the DNA test make Warren eligible to join the Eastern Band of the Cherokee or the United Ketoawa Band of Cherokee. In 2012, The Atlantic provided a full breakdown of what it would take for Warren to be eligible to join any of the three federally recognized Cherokee tribes. For Warren to apply for Cherokee Nation citizenship, she would have to provide documentation proving she has a direct ancestor listed on the DAS rolls of the tribe. To this day, Warren has not provided any documentation that would make her eligible for Cherokee Nation citizenship. In order for Warren to be recognized as Cherokee by the Eastern Band of the Cherokee, she would have to be at least 1/16th Cherokee, which she is not, and would have to provide documentation showing she is a direct descendant of someone listed on the tribe's rolls. To join the United Ketoawa Band of Cherokee, Warren would have to be 1/4 Ketoawa Cherokee, which she is not, and have a direct ancestor on the DAS rolls. As Breitbart News noted, Warren is actually less Native American than many white, Hispanic and Black Americans. Experts with 23andMe say the average Black American is nearly 1% Native American, while the average Hispanic American is 18% Native American. Additionally, about 8% of white Americans in Louisiana, for example, are at least 1% Native American. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.